This is KCUR 89.3. It's the kind of story that's a little hard to believe until you visit the neighborhood. School kids who live close enough to school to see it, but not close enough to actually walk to class. KCUR's Sam Zeff went to this Northland neighborhood to find out why.
It's 8:05 in the morning, and a school bus stops on North Fremont Avenue, and kids pile on. Backpacks, lunches, homework, it all seems normal, except for this.
We're really, really close. Why are they walking it so close? There's no sidewalks. It's not safe for them to walk.
It would take Jessica Andrews' four kids about 5 minutes to walk to Maplewood Elementary School in the Northland, but they're forced to take the bus. The North Kansas City School District has deemed the neighborhood too hazardous to walk.
Do you think it's unsafe for students to walk?
Yeah, I would not let my kids walk on 52nd Street. I have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old, and I wouldn't let them walk on the street.
Jason Withington lives in the Northland, and improving this neighborhood is his avocation.
52nd Street has ditches on both sides, so kids would have to walk in the ditch, if not on the middle of the street. And there's poor sight lines. As you can see, there's hills and everything, and cars can't see the kids walking.
So let me set the scene a little bit. Maplewood Elementary and the surrounding neighborhood was built in the early 50s when that part of Clay County was mostly farm fields. Now they sit in the shadow of Worlds of Fun and part of the growing Northland suburbs. When the subdivision was built, nobody thought sidewalks and curbs were a big deal. There just weren't that many cars. But that's changed. Jessica Andrews says there's so much traffic now that it scares her 11-year-old daughter.
She does not want to walk to school. She's scared to walk to school. I think it's just because of this street. She doesn't feel safe. And she'll tell you, there's no sidewalk.
So just getting kids to school at Maplewood is a big production. Part of Northeast 52nd Street, a busy east-west route, is blocked off, on one end by the Kansas City Police and at the other by the Clay County Sheriff. It's so narrow, there's barely room for the buses. But it turns out, this neighborhood isn't the only one in the North Kansas City District where students are bused only a few blocks to school.
So we believe that the buses are a safer place for that student to be transported rather than try to walk down the middle of the road.
Assistant North Kansas City Superintendent Dan Clemens says middle schoolers in nearby Maple Crest are bused, as are kids who go to West Englewood Elementary. So why doesn't someone just build some sidewalks? Withington, our neighborhood activist, says he's tried everyone. Kansas City, which annexed the neighborhood in the early 60s, the county, and the state legislature.
No one has money, and everybody points me to somebody else.
Another case, some residents say, of the city just not caring about the Northland.
I talked to the mayor's office last week. Mayor James told me I need to be patient. Projects like this take time.
Truth is, they've shown a lot of patience. This busing has been going on since 1988.
So, Councilman, what do you think they should do to get sidewalks or curbs in their neighborhood up there?
So the issue really is trying to do something in a manageable way for the dollars that it will cost to do those things.
Councilman Scott Wagner represents the Northland and says it will cost $570,000 to just put in sidewalks, widen the street to modern standards and add curbs, and the price tag shoots up. But there has been some movement. The city has provided $75,000 for an engineering study.
So to say that there is no hope would be far from the truth, but there also has to be a recognition of the processes that we do have that can help make it possible and the time frames you have to work with them.
Parent Jessica Andrews says she may not be able to wait that long for sidewalks, curbs, and safety for her kids.
I want to move. I love my house. I love who I rent from, but I don't like this street, and I don't like that nothing gets done about it.
Nothing has gotten done in almost 30 years, and neighbors wonder if it will take another generation before this gets fixed. Sam Zeff, KCUR News.